this French toast is so good. It's fluffy on the inside, crunchy on the outside.
Yeah, and when you push it with a fork, it makes a squishy sound. Squishy, squishy, squishy. Oh, I can't be cool all the time.
So, Bob, you all set for Wednesday?
Wednesday, hump day, middle of the weekday, your birthday?
It's Halloween.
Oh, well, good. I don't have to do anything.
Yes, you do. It's the baby's first Halloween. You have to dress up.
Oh, there'll be other Halloweens.
There'll be other babies.
BJ.
Yep.
Do you think you could cook an actual French dinner?
Well, I think so. Why?
Well, because my one-year anniversary with Spencer is coming up, and I want to surprise him with a romantic dinner. And it has to be French because we met in French class. Oh, it was a rainy Monday, freshman year, third period. We were both in Mademoiselle Fisher's class.
Teddy, you're painting a wonderful tapestry of words to conjure up a place and time. And that is why I'm leaving. Cool again.
What do you think?
Sure. I'll make you guys dinner. Sounds fun.
Can we do it at your place on Halloween night? That way Spencer won't suspect a thing and I can make him dress up.
See? Teddy's getting Spencer to dress up.
You can't compare me to a 17-year-old.
Well, that's for sure.
Today's all burnt toast, running late and dad jokes. Has anybody seen my next shoe? Close my eyes, take a bite, grab a ride, laugh out loud.
It's not Halloween yet. What's with the mask?
Using that old chestnut again, huh?
If it ain't broke. Now, what do you want?
I actually want to discuss Halloween. I was thinking this year we might skip the annual pranks.
I'm getting too old for pranks anyway. Although I did already buy the eggs and shaving cream.
I can take those off you. I can use the eggs for breakfast and the shaving cream for...
I'm sorry, do you not know what bup-bup-bup means?
Listen, while I'm here, I need to ask you something else. Can you ride with me to my ladies' club meeting Wednesday night so I can use the carpool lane? I'll pay you.
How much? And do we have to talk to each other?
$30. And what do you think?
See you Wednesday.
I am ready.
G'day, mate. My name's Kangaramy, and these are my little Joeys, Charlie and Toby.
A family of kangaroos. That's cute.
Cute? It took us 2 hours to get into these costumes, and all we get is cute?
No worries, mate. Throw another shrimp on the barbie. Oh,
shut up, Bob.
Go ahead, Charlie. Tell him what we practiced.
I want to be a princess.
Well, everybody wants to be a princess. That's why you're a kangaroo.
What she was supposed to say was, Happy Halloween! Where's your costume?
I'm wearing it.
Those are your work clothes.
Yeah, no, I'm going as an exterminator this year.
An exterminator? Okay, I am sweating my marsupial butt off in here, and that's the best you came up with?
All right, well, hang on. I'm not done. I'm not done. You know what? Huh? There. I'm a superhero exterminator. I'm Captain Extermo.
Who's your sidekick? Pesticide Pete?
This candy's yucky.
What?
Uncle Milt's honey globs. Why did you buy this disgusting candy?
It's not disgusting. It was on sale.
Ingredients. Honey. Glob. Bob, go get some better candy.
Bob's not here right now. I'm Captain Extermo.
Okay, well, when you see Bob, could you tell him I'd like to speak with him?
Who would like to speak to him? Kanger Amy or Amy?
Amy.
Ooh, he may be gone for a while.
Happy anniversary! Surprise! I took you to Paris.
Bonjour! Welcome to Chez Péger!
What?
Chez Péger! Chez PJ?
Oh.
Stupid tourists.
So, I decorated the place, and PJ is going to cook us an authentic French meal. Although we didn't discuss the accent.
To cook French, you must be French. Your table. Ta-da!
I think ta-da is more magician than French.
Your table. Voila. Your menus for the evening?
There's only one thing on it.
An excellent choice. And now, the music.
Hey, Emmett's here. Another thing we didn't discuss.
When you play the accordion, you never turn down a gig.
Room full of old ladies on Halloween night. And suddenly I'm not cool again. So how long is this gonna take?
Just until I get my award.
You're getting an award?
Yes, for being the volunteer of the year. It's for my work with troubled kids.
But you hate kids.
But I do like awards. And I may have mentioned that I would bring one of the troubled kids with me tonight.
Wait a minute. Something doesn't smell right here, and it's not just the old ladies. Brought me here just so you could get a stupid award.
Happy Halloween. You've been tricked, and it's my treat.
You take this one.
Trick or treat.
Hey, all right. There you go. Hey, that is one cool costume. I'm thinking wolf spider?
Yeah, I'm really into bugs.
Yeah, me too. Check it out. I'm Captain Extermo.
A superhero exterminator? Awesome! Can I get a picture with you?
Yeah, sure. Honey, you want to come over here? Somebody wants a picture with Captain Extermo.
What?
Are you supposed to be a dog that ate another dog?
I'm a kangaroo, and this is my Joey.
Just take the picture.
May I present the first course, sweetbreads. Ta-da! I looked it up. Ta-da is acceptable.
Bread and sweets, two of my favorite things.
Neither one of which is in my mouth right now.
Garçon.
Oui?
What exactly are in these sweetbreads?
You have pancreas, and the gentleman has stomach lining. Bon appetit.
Do you want any sweetbreads?
No, but I know who might.
It's like they haven't had pancreas in weeks.
You know what, Teddy? This is really nice.
Well, it was as close as I could get to a trip to Paris. Plus, I thought it would be perfect considering where we first met.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. We're in French class, and I dropped my pen, and then you said...
Hey, a pen.
No. You picked it up, you handed it to me, and you said... Votre plume, mademoiselle.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You don't remember any of this, do you?
Honestly, no. But does it really matter where we met?
Does it matter? It's only the beginning of our relationship. Since we talked about how we both wanted to go to Paris someday. I can't believe I went through all this trouble and you don't even remember.
Wait, where are you going?
As far away from you as I can get.
I understand there's a problem with the sweetbreads.
And now, for her tireless work with troubled kids, it is my sincere pleasure to present our Volunteer of the Year Award to Estelle Dabney.
Thank you.
And along with the plaque comes a check for $500.
Oh, I almost forgot about that part.
I assume you'll be putting that money towards your work with troubled children.
What else would I do with it? Buy a gold lamé tracksuit?
It's not enough I got tricked. I gotta see that.
Now, I was hoping we could hear from the young man you brought with you tonight. Maybe he could say a few words?
Oh, that's not a good idea. He's very troubled.
Oh, I'd be happy to say a few words. The type of words I say will depend on my cut of the 500.
That's blackmail.
That's right. Thank you, old ladies. My name is Gabe, and I'm here to tell you the real story about Mrs. Dabney.
50-50.
This woman is my angel.
I'm sorry I forgot how we met.
It's about more than forgetting a few details. Sometimes I just feel like I'm more into this relationship than you are.
Remember that period when we were broken up?
Yeah.
How long was that?
I don't know, like 9 months?
8 months, 19 days, and 4 hours.
Wow.
Teddy, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. I may not remember the moment we met, but we can still make this a moment to remember.
How are we gonna do that?
Well, I have an idea.
Do you guys mind? We're just trying to have a moment here.
Yeah, and your moment is ruining my Halloween party.
Okay, why are you guys all dressed up in clown suits?
Because we're clowns.
So, technically you're not dressed up for Halloween, you're just wearing your work clothes.
That's kind of what I've been saying. Whose side are you on? And whatever you're cooking over there is hurting my nose.
Yeah? Well, your face is hurting my eyes, bozo.
I have a name.
Okay, what is your name?
Boom Boom.
And I'm Tinkles.
Boom Boom and Tinkles? You sound like two things my baby brother makes in his diaper.
Hey, nobody makes fun of my name.
Sure we do. We got that whole bit where we walk down the street.
Shut up!
This isn't over yet, Missy. You messed with the wrong clowns.
You know, it's a little hard to be scared of somebody with green hair and a permanent smile.
Okay, that's enough.
Just say it.
Tinkles, Binky, Bobo, time to put on the big shoes. We got some work to do.
I know, sometimes Mrs. Dabney looks mean, but underneath that scowl, there's a frown. And underneath that frown, there's a grimace. And if you keep chipping and chipping and chipping, underneath that, you'll find a snarl.
Move it along.
And then, with just a little more chipping, underneath that, you'll find a smile. A smile that has warmed my heart and changed my life forever.
Thank you, Kay. Oh, that was very moving. Now, let's take a break for dessert.
Well, here's something I've never said before. You did good.
Thank you. And I have to say, I admire you for scamming these helpless old ladies.
It was good, wasn't it?
You know, we make a pretty good team.
We do, don't we?
We should team up again. Got any other scams?
I might have a few.
Mrs. Dabney, this may be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Here's looking at you, kid.
You adorable. You're a bee.
A bee who's got to be home by 9. Let's see some candy.
Wow, this bee's got a stinger.
Uncle Milt's honey gloves?
Well, bees like honey, right?
It's a costume, lady.
Hey, see you next year.
Doubt it.
In the house?
A bat!
It just flew in. Okay. Get it out, get it out, get it out.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This might be a job for Captain Extermo. You better ask him.
Fine. Please help me, Captain Extermo.
Now, say my catchphrase.
Captain Extermo, sleeping on the couch every night for the rest of his life.
Close enough.
For your cheese curds tonight, fromage américain.
I think we skipped the cheese course.
Excellent choice. The cheese course is traditionally when you tip the accordion player.
Go away.
Very good, madam. This is the last time I let you talk me into playing the accordion for one of your fancy French dinners.
It's probably the last time it'll come up.
Now, I believe someone owes me a moment.
I believe I do.
I'll get it. Oh, hey, look, the entertainment's here.
Well, I didn't order any entertainment.
Well, someone did, because there's a whole mess of clowns out there.
Clowns?
No, don't open the door!
I never imagined our criminal partnership would be so successful.
It's like we belong together.
And we're gonna stay together.
For a long, long time. Of my life.
Were we dancing?
Yes.
In handcuffs?
Yes.
What was that about?
It's called a guilty conscience. We have to give that money back.
Oh, you think?
So I guess the partnership is over.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. Hug.
Give Mama some sugar.
Oh. Mrs. Dabney, we have to give back the money we stole. What do you mean, who is this?
Hey, Charlie. So, crazy Halloween for the Duncans. There was a bat in the house. Then for a short period of time, Gabe and Mrs. Dabney were friends. And then Spencer and I celebrated our one-year anniversary with a romantic dinner and a clown attack. But it wasn't actually that bad. I mean, for me. Then again, I'm not afraid of clowns.
Clowns in my house. Clowns in my house. Clowns in my house.
Well, at least he's talking.
Clowns in my house.
Wish him good luck, Charlie.
We've had a lot of fun here tonight at the expense of clowns. But we're here to let you know that clowning is a very serious profession, one that takes years of training. And contrary to what you saw tonight, we are not a violent people. We just want to be treated with the same love and respect as everyone else.
Stay in school, kids.